USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Tropical storm Idalia getting stronger as it moves towards the Florida coast.
Forecasters say Idalia will strengthen into a hurricane with the potential for 100-mile-per-hour winds. The worst is expected north of Tampa.
But these things can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for 33 Gulf Coast counties. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says heavy rain will be felt well beyond the Sunshine State.
That's Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, even reaching into Southside Virginia.
The Cat 2 hurricane could lead to outages, especially around Tallahassee, DeSantis said. I'm Jerry Varmish.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. Trump's legal team requesting to postpone the trial until 2026. The Justice Department has pushed back on that request, arguing it would deny the public its right to a speedy trial. President Biden and Vice President Harris set to meet with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. It's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic march on Washington, where he delivered his I Have a Dream speech. Meanwhile, Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff T.K. Waters calling the racist manifesto linked to this weekend's mass shooting the diary of a madman. Mark Mayfield reports.
At a news conference on Sunday, the sheriff identified the 21-year-old male who shot and killed three black people on Saturday near a historically black university as Ryan Christopher Palmiter. Waters said that the shooter's sickening ideologies do not reflect the Jacksonville community. Waters said that the shooter appears to have purchased his firearms legally.
This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Severe heat waves deadlier than most people imagine. Dr. Christine Eby with the University of Washington says many people hear the warnings and believe those warnings don't apply to them.
One of the challenges we face is the very low awareness about heat as a health risk.
The most vulnerable during a heat wave include pregnant women, very young children, people with chronic medical conditions, outdoor workers, and people over 65 years old.
Unfortunately, a natural part of the aging process is people become less well able to tell they're getting into trouble with the heat. So even if they know that it's hot outside, they don't necessarily make changes in their behavior that would help prevent heat stress.
Turns out if you have the mouth of a sailor, you could just be more intelligent than most. Studies have shown that swearing is a sign of higher intelligence and also helps manage pain. A Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts professor who has studied the subject for over four decades says the benefits of using vulgar language have been discovered using a lot of research on the brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy. A 2015 study showed that well-educated people were better at coming up with swear words than those who were less verbally fluent. The U.S. Open getting underway in Queens, New York, with Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff on today's schedule. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.